Blog Talk Radio.
It's better. It's gonna get better.
all over the world. He's trying to get better.
Your life has been out of control. You're confused. But don't worry.
Don't worry.
Don't get better. Don't be better. Don't get better. Yes, it's going to get better. I just had to pay just a little bit of that. It was between that and Mary Mary. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, one who's excited about the Word of God, which happens to be the word of truth, the truth, hallelujah. We're so happy to have each and every one of y'all. We're going to have a word of prayer. See if evangelist, well, hey, she's not there, so pastor not there. So, hey, brothers and sisters, I'm so happy that God have said that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So first of all, let me thank God for his word, hallelujah. Let me thank God for what his word say we are and who we are. I want to affirm that we walk by the Spirit of God and not by flesh. Simply meaning we're walking by the word of God. I thank God that we are a new creation, hallelujah. I thank God that we're partakers of a divine nature, hallelujah. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that your word says whatsoever things we desire when we pray is to believe it. Hallelujah. I declare right now that the battle is already won. Hallelujah. According to 1 Samuel 17:47. Hallelujah. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're preserving us for such a time as this. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that we're being led, hallelujah, by your word, according to Ephesians 2:6, hallelujah. I declare that we have won the victory, hallelujah. These are the fights that we're fighting. Pray for this country. I pray for our leaders. I pray for everyone that is trusting the word of God, and they letting go bitterness. They letting go hate. Christ is our hope. Hallelujah. So I believe right now that God is doing a mighty work in America. He's doing a mighty work in the world right now, according to his word. Hallelujah. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for it is in your word, Father God, that we are to pray for our leaders. So we're praying for our leaders all over the world, all over this great country, that some kind of peace will be there. I pray for the President of the United States, hallelujah, that he'll realize, Father God, that his answers is in you. And then, Father God, I pray for those that are asking for prayer and those that desire prayer based on the word of God. We pray in all these, we ask in Christ's name, and for his sake we pray, amen, amen, hallelujah. Well, hey, thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining, those that are joining by internet and so forth. We are talking about fighting the good fight of faith. And the more I read this, it's the more God is opening things up to me. And I'm going to start by saying that on yesterday, we left off in Hebrews, I think it was 4 and 14. But then I got to tell you why this is so important. It says, seeing that we have a great high priest, talking about Christ, that is passed into the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. So to really get this, you got to understand what 1 Timothy is saying. In 1 Timothy 6 and 12, let me go back there because I want you all to see this. I'm trying to build this so everybody will understand. Maybe I should have started here first. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereof that they are also called and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. Listen, brothers and sisters. He's saying fight a good fight of faith. Really have nothing to do with the devil. A lot of people think it does, but it doesn't. The thing it had to do with is all these other spirits that are coming against you and I. Part the devil. Because he's the one that don't want us to hold fast to our profession. So he'll do every little thing that's possible to get us discombobulated. So here's the thing, brothers and sisters. You can't let that rock your world. And you can't always be fighting him with his weapons. Our weapons are the word of God. Our weapon is the same weapons that God used, brothers and sisters. Remember Hebrews 11 and Hebrews 11 and 3. It reads as this. Thou faith, it's through this faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Like we're talking about our eternal life. We're to lay hold on it. That's eternal. So we are to understand that what we're fighting with is the word of God. See, faith convicts us that God created the world through his word. So if you're going to create your world, it has to be through the word of God. That's what that means. You can't see things in the flesh. You got to start seeing things in the spirit. Now, the fight that we're fighting the fight to keep who we are as believers. You're fighting to keep your place. So you got to lay hold on eternal life. Well, what that mean? I'm glad you asked. You got to start confessing what the word of God say over your life, not what the enemy telling you. When he said you ain't, you say I am. That's your fight. Your fight don't really have anything to do with the devil as much as it has to do with your faith. You're fighting the fight of faith. And I should say the good fight of faith. That's what you're fighting, the good fight of faith. Now, let's just dissect this thing for a moment. We're talking about the 12th, Hebrews have already told us that this is how God operated for in eternity. This is how we have to operate in eternity. Fight the good fight for the Christian faith. Take hold on your everlasting life. Satan can't stop that. Now, I know this is, some people may not agree with this, but I'm telling you, you're the only one that can stop this. Because if you don't lay hold on your eternal life, you're going to miss something. You got to start having a good profession before many witnesses. That's what has to happen. So, let me say this. Over in Ephesians 6, 4 through 18, we're not going to read it all, but it tells us faith. These are just the facts with the Word of God. It says, because I want you to really understand, let me just slow up for a moment, because it gives a picture of our spiritual warfare. We are to put on the whole armor. So you got to put on the Word of God to stand, therefore having girt your loins with truth. That's what I'm going to show you. And having put on the breastplate of righteousness, which almost easy to do, and having sold your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, take the shield of faith, and every part of this armor is put on by faith, the whole armor in which we are dressed up in, our whole outfit, our whole garment is a faith armor. I'm going to say that again. Your whole garment is a faith armor. You cannot see truth, but it's there. You cannot see righteousness, but it's there. You cannot see peace, but it's there. You can't even see your faith. So you cannot go by what you feel, what you hear. That is not the substance in your spirit. So when we come to recognize the spiritual things are real as the physical things, then we will be able to understand the background of the faith life. So in Hebrews 4:14, let us hold fast to our confession or our profession. Our confession has not the one thing to do with physical things. Had nothing in it at all. Our profession doesn't. It has to do with the spiritual thing. See, anything you cannot see or feel or hear outside of the Word of God, faith is not based upon reasoning, nor upon the things that man can see, unless the things they see in the Word of God. So in 2 Corinthians 2:5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the ability of God. And if I must say, in the ability of God's word, the word wisdom, well, just the wisdom of which we are speaking of here is sense knowledge, sense wisdom. We speak of a wisdom, however, among them that are fully grown, yet a wisdom not of this world, nor of the rulers of this world who are coming to naught. This is God's wisdom. One translation I read said, yet not a wisdom of this world, nor of the dethroned power of this world. Jesus dethroned the power that was given to the sense knowledge. So nowhere does Paul make it a clear as in 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. And you have to see that to really see what that is saying. I just want to make sure everybody understands that we're not fighting flesh and blood, brothers and sisters. So when Paul make mention over here in 2 Corinthians, and I'll just go there. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. Y'all just kind of bear along with me. My computer running a little slow this afternoon, but hey, God is able. In 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. So that's where our fight is at, is in that thought process. That's where it says. That's where we're fighting. So when the enemy tell you what you're not, that's when you start fighting. You tell him you what the word of God say you are. Period. Yeah, that's what you tell him. You tell him you're everything the word of God say you are, that's what you are. So with that being said, you're what the Father say you are. So you're going to constantly fight that on a day-to-day basis. That will be your fight on a day-to-day basis. And it will be a good fight because it's called a good fight of faith. So your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the ability of God. That's where you'll fight. Don't worry about what the devil doing. Remember, you got to lay hold on your eternal life. And you can't do that by just spending your time with the devil. You have to confess what the word say you are and keep it moving. That's why he says, fight the good fight of faith. It's a good fight. Lay hold on your eternal life, wherewith thou art also called. You've been called to your eternal life. So therefore, have a good profession, a good confession. So your profession, a good profession. That's what's good about this. It's what you are saying. You can't just say anything and everything. You can't do that. Not in this fight. You're fighting for your life, man, for your eternal life. So therefore, your fight should be predicated on what the word of God say, hallelujah. Yeah. So when the word of God says something, that's what it is. So in your mind, well, I'm going to say this again so everybody will get it. You have to cast down reasoning. Because that's where the enemy is at. That's why he's attacking us in our mindset, telling us who we ain't and what we're not. And blah, blah, blah. You don't have to fight with the devil. All you got to do is hold on to your confession. So whatever the word of God says, that's when you start confessing to yourself and to the atmosphere. You start putting it out there. Here's what you are. So you got to continue to fight this fight. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It's not in the sense. But it's mighty through God for the casting down of these strongholds. These are strongholds who want to continue to tell you what you are not. And listen, brothers and sisters, you got to cast down everything, every thought that exalt itself against the word of God, against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity, into the obedience of Christ. And say, no, this is what the word says. You got to cast down reasoning. You don't sit and try to figure it out. This, no, you're just going to cast that stuff down. And you say, this is who I am. This is what I am. And this is whose I am. See, no man turns philosophy into he was trying to turn the word of God into his sense realm. That's all man can deal with. That's all man want to teach you. It's all about the sense world. Listen, brothers and sisters, if you have any value for the word of God, then do what it says. If it says cast down reasoning, that's what you do. Don't allow the world to gain that place, gain that ascendance. Don't let your mind grab that and say, well, this is this and this is that. I can't apologize for these different philosophers. I can't do that because the only thing they know is what the sense knowledge says. That's what they teach us. Well, do you feel this way? Do you think this way? Who cares? You're not living at that level. You're not living there. Where you're living at is in the Word of God. So then it should be like, okay, what does the Word say? So when the enemy brings things to your mind, if it doesn't agree with the Word of God, you cast it down. See, that's what you do. If it doesn't agree with the Word of God, you cast it down. Hallelujah. That's exactly what you do. Listen, saints, I pray to God you all are hearing this. Forget about these philosophers. We are to cast down imagination, reasoning, everything that sense knowledge has exalted against the Word of God, and we are to bring them into captivity, bring those thoughts into captivity to the obedience of God's Word rather than what man say. Because man's going to say you're a sinner. Man going to say you did. No, you got to bring that stuff into the Word of God and say, okay, what does the Word of God say? See, God is a faith God. It took many years to find this out, brothers and sisters. So how could you think of him as a love God, holy God, an omnipotent God? But to think of him as a faith God was a revelation for me. He is a faith God, and you can't please him without faith. And faith is his word. There are two scriptures that we should notice. First, Hebrews 11 and 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the convictions of things not seen, or we should say the reality of things not seen. Another translation says, now faith is the title deed of the things we have hoped for. You're never expecting now for which hope. Hope is always in the future. There is nothing firm or solid or tangible about hope, but faith gives reality to these things you have hope for, that you should never ever, I'm going to try to put this in the most respectful way as I know how, you should never have had think otherwise. You should always think, you know, we were talking about Abraham. He believed God. Why? He acted on what the Word of God said. He spoke what the Word of God said. And brothers and sisters, that's what faith is. Faith is just speaking the Word of God over your life. That's where you'll fight at. Fight Abraham. Abraham's flesh said one thing, not the devil. His flesh said, well, you know what? We're too old. We can't have no baby, Sarah. Come on, let's get with it. Even though we have a warfare against Satan, because Satan brings these thoughts to our mind, so that's why we have to cast it down. But you got to know what you're casting down, brothers and sisters. That's my thing. It's the thought process. It's the thought process. It's what you're reasoning. You trying to reason, well, am I holy? Yeah, sure you're holy. You know why? Because that's what the Word of God said you are. That's who the Word of God said you are. It says you're holy. And what do you say? You say what the Word of God said. So you began to fight with the Word of God. One thing you have to understand, don't be conformed to this world's way of life. The Bible says the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. So you got to know what worldly stuff is so you'll know, hey, that ain't what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with something greater. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to say this, I'm going to keep saying it until everybody hear it. I'm going to keep saying what the Word says we are. and stop playing with it. If the whatever the word of God have decreed and declared that you are, that's what you are. You just have to start agreeing with what the word say. See, we haven't really been taught to agree with the word. We've been taught to agree with what we think, what we feel, what somebody said. For instance, over in Matthew 5:13-14, you have to put yourself in agreement and say, you know what? I am the light of the world. You got to tell yourself that. You got to say this because that's what the word say you are. You're the salt of the earth. And then once that become a reality, then you got to realize the earth won't be seasoned unless you do it. See? We were talking the other day about 2 Peter 1:4. You are a partaker of this divine nature. You got to, that's your fight. That's where your fight at. You got to hold on to your confession. That's your confession right there. I'm a partaker of divine. That's your fight right there. You have to continue to hold on to that. Continue to confess it. Because the enemy is going to come to you, and he's going to say, you're not this and you're not that. But you are to say, hey, I'm a workmanship created in Christ Jesus. I've been created for a good work. That word good, well, what is it good about? Because it's faith. It's a good faith. It's a good walk. When you declare and decree that you're the eye of your Father, you're the apple of your Father. Over in Deuteronomy 32:10, it decree and declare that apple of my Father's eye, that's what you decree and declare. You're healed by his stripes, not just because Isaiah 53:6 said, but because 1 Peter 2:25 said, that's what have happened. It changed my life. I'm being changed into his image. I don't care what the outward look like. I'm being changed into his image. That's your fight. That's what you got to keep on confessing. That's what your fight is at. Hey, Lord, whatever your word say is what I'm believing. I'm believing that above everything. Your word says I'm this, then I say that. I say what your word say I am. Period. Point blank. Period. No discussion necessary. I'll fight, which a lot of people won't. Well, I mean, I don't know if they're fighting it or not, but if it is, you need to fight for this. Here's something you ought to fight for. 1 Corinthians 3:16, 1 Corinthians 6:19. You fight till you win that. When you win that, it's when you're walking in that. Because you're a doer and you're not being deceived. You're a doer of the word. You're to say, I'm the temple of God. His spirit dwells in me. That has to be your fight. And if you're the temple, then the temple don't need to go to the temple. I wanted that to soak in for a minute. The temple don't need to go to the temple. You're a member of the body of Christ. That's your membership. You need to confess that and say that and continue to fight for that. Stop being part of the world church and what the world is saying. Be part of what God is saying. See? I just love his word, brothers and sisters. When you declare and decree that you're the righteousness and you are holy, guess why you said that? When you're telling people that, that's your fight. Don't allow the enemy or your mind cast that stuff down. You cast that reasoning down. Ephesians 5:30. See, this is your fight. You got to hold on to your confession. So what are you confessing? Maybe I need to go that route. What are you confessing? Let's start with what you're confessing. Because if you're not confessing truth, you're confessing a lie. The Bible says, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. That's what we members of. And for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they shall the two shall become one. Okay? But what I want to express to you is that in that 30th verse, it says, for we are members of his body. Talking about Christ. And then he gives the illustration about what was said over in Genesis, how the two were no longer two, but they became one. It's a teaching here. And he gives this illustration about how man ought to love his wife and how she ought to love and how children give all this. And then it gets down to the real nitty-gritty is how you become one with Christ. For no man have ever yet hate his own flesh, but he nourished it. He chastised it, even as the Lord, the church. Because we're part of his body. That's what we are. And I read that somewhere. Guess I'll go and find that as well. Because in 1 Corinthians, I heard somebody say 1 Corinthians, but if you can understand it through 1 Corinthians, that's what it is. But it's 1 Corinthians 12, and I'm going to read the 27th verses to you. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. You, and you, and myself, we are members. Not all believe this. Not all apostles are believers. But the Bible says you are Christ's body. And such of you is an individual part of it. So, you are part of it, no matter what the enemy says. See, there's your fight right there. You're fighting with this confession. You're fighting with your confession. That's what you're fighting with. And your confession has to be bigger than this other stuff. Amen? Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, brothers and sisters, we'll pick this up on tomorrow when we do the... Thankful Thursday. Meanwhile, be blessed and stay blessed.